Masechet Holin, Perek Tet, Mishnah Gimel. In the last two Mishnayot, we explained how the skin of an animal is not considered to be like the meat in terms of the tum'ah when it comes to food or the impurity of a nevela. But when the skin is actually very much attached to the meat, if it's acting like it's shomer, its protector, or its yad, its handle, we say that it could conduct, it could transfer the tum'ah through the skin to something else or the opposite way. In this type of situation, if the animal was slaughtered properly and is kosher and something tameh touches the skin will take, will conduct tum'ah of food to the meat. If the animal is a nevela, that means it wasn't slaughtered properly, and a tahor person touched the skin, then the skin will conduct the tum'ah of the nevela to the person. Here we'll talk about this, and all that saying that the skin is on the animal like it should be. Here we'll talk about when the skin is being removed from the animal. At what point in time is the peeled off part of the skin not considered to be a handle that could conduct tum'ah to or from the meat? Mishnah says, "Hamafshit ba-behema u-bahaya." Somebody who's stripping away the skin from a domesticated or wild animal, a kosher or a non-kosher animal, a small animal or a large animal. Halakha is as follows. If he's taking off the skin to use it as a leather spread, like a leather carpet type of item, where he's gonna slit the skin off lengthwise from head to toe, and then peel it to the sides. It's a yad until he peels enough of it to grab it with his hand, which is the amount of two tefahim. If he peels more than that, then the peeled part that's off is not considered to be part of the skin anymore. In other words, it's not considered to be a handle, and it cannot conduct tum'ah to and from the meat. Ulehemet ad shiavshit et hazef. He was stripping off these skins to use it as a bottle. He would take the skins and make a bottle out of it. Here, he would not slit the hide by its length, but he would fold it outward all around the neck and pull it down to the other end so it remains a handle until he strips away the animal's chest, which is the hardest part to skin off. Hamargil, if he wants to use the skin for a skin bottle, but begins not from the neck, but the other way, he's folding it outward from the hind legs and he's pulling it down all the way to the neck. Kulo hibur latum'ah litameh ultameh. Then until he removes all of it, it's considered to be connected in terms of tum'ah to cause meat that's pure to become tameh. If a tameh person touches the skin, and to make tameh an individual who touches the skin if the animal was a nevela, because when skinning from the tail to the head, the chest, which is the most difficult part to take off, is considered to be the last part in the end, and until that last part is taken off, the skin is still considered to be part of the animal. The skin is still considered to be the yad. In the last case, where he's skinning the animal from the tail to the head, the chest is not the last part to be stripped off. So what's the halakha where the skin was being pulled away from the chest, but it's wrapped around the neck? We have a machloket. Or she'ala savad, the loose skin that's on the neck. Rabbi Yohanan ben Uri omer, eno hibur. Says Rabbi Yohanan ben Uri, it's not considered to be connected. V'achamim omrim, hibur ashev shitit kulo. Achamim says it's connected until he literally strips away all of it.